Thousands of visitors arrive in Tampa and Orlando, Florida every year. Daniel Stevens can tell you what life was like before all of the tourists arrived. He turns back the clock 500 years. A unique look at history is this edition of The American Countryside. Roll back the calendar 500 years, and Daniel Stevens provides an idea of who was living near present-day Tampa, Florida.
We take a snapshot of what Florida looks like. You have a lot of small groups of Indian tribes. Commonly today, we call them the Tocobaga. These would be a small confederated group of tribal villages, usually paying homage or tribute to a rather large or powerful chief in the area.
Stevens says those allegiances might span great distances, especially for a time 5 centuries ago.
The villages here in Tampa Bay would have paid tribute to a large chief called Uraparacoxi that would have made his village outside of present-day Orlando, Florida.
Florida has thousands of mounds, some over 40 feet in height. Remnants of the vast Native American communities who lived here.
Plus, down further south in Florida, we have evidence of Colusa canals and lagoons where the seawalls are created out of beautiful examples of conch shells. So these people were very industrious in the creation of moving the landscape to what they needed.
Peering inside the mounds gives clues to the lives of those who lived in the area.
Also, we have within the Indian mounds a lot of archaeological scatter, be it from early metal adornments like copper or even gold and silver that they were salvaging from Spanish shipwrecks, to tools and material, and even ceramics of either patterned or brightly painted ceramics used by the common people all the way up to the village chiefs.
But life for these tribes was about to change. The story of what occurred is next time as we travel the countryside. In Bradenton, Florida, I'm Andrew McCray.